Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom, served with a side of relatable realness. Buckle up because today we're diving deep into something that affects us all. Those pesky negative thought patterns that can seriously mess with our mental health, our well-being, and even our relationships. Ever feel like your mind is playing a never-ending loop of what ifs and I shouldn't have done this? Yeah, me too. We've all been there. But the good news is those thought patterns aren't some unshakable prison sentence. They're habits we can learn to break. And stoicism? It's like the ultimate mental gym membership for training your mind to become stronger and more resilient. So let's get down to it. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch those negative thought spirals and cultivate a brighter outlook. Ready to level up your inner game? Number 1. Recognize your inner critic. Seriously, give it a name. Is it Debbie Downer? Mr. Grumpy Pants? The point is, acknowledging that voice in your head doesn't make it any less real, but naming it can help you create some distance from its negativity. Remember, our thoughts aren't facts, they're just interpretations of experiences. Number 2. Challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept them as gospel. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? Often, we find that our negative thoughts are based on assumptions and fears rather than actual reality. Think about it like this: you wouldn't believe everything your friend said without questioning it, right? So why treat your own inner monologue any differently? Number 3. Practice mindfulness. This isn't just some trendy buzzword. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those negative thoughts creep in, acknowledge them, then gently guide your focus back to something grounding like your breath or a sensory experience. Imagine yourself as a lighthouse keeper constantly scanning the horizon for incoming storms, those pesky thoughts. When you spot one, you don't panic, you simply adjust your course and keep guiding the ship towards calmer waters. Number 4. Cultivate gratitude. Seriously, take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be a delicious cup of coffee, a warm hug from a loved one, or even just the sunshine on your face. Shifting your focus to what you're thankful for can significantly impact your overall outlook. Think about it this way. Gratitude is like a mental muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And when that muscle is strong, it helps push back against those negative vibes. Number 5. Surround yourself with positive influences. You know that saying, you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. It's so true. Choose to connect with people who uplift you, inspire you, and support your growth. Think about it like this. You wouldn't hang out in a cluttered, messy room all day, right? So why expose yourself to negativity when you can choose positivity instead? Now let me tell you a story. A few months ago, I was stressing about an upcoming project deadline. My inner critic was on overdrive, you're not good enough, this is going to be a disaster. It felt like those thoughts were consuming me. But then I remembered the Stoic principle of focusing on what you can control. Instead of dwelling on a potential outcome, I shifted my attention to what I could do, breaking down the project into smaller tasks, setting realistic goals, and seeking support from my team. And guess what? By taking those practical steps, I not only managed to complete the project successfully, but also gained a newfound sense of confidence. See, it's all about that shift in perspective. The power is within us to choose how we react to challenges and negative thoughts. We can let them control us, or we can choose to rise above them. So remember these key takeaways. Recognize your inner critic, challenge those thoughts, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, and surround yourself with positivity. These are the tools you need to build a stronger, more resilient mindset, one that can weather any storm. Ready to put this into action? Head over to our social media pages and share your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Let's keep this conversation going and empower each other to live more intentional, fulfilling lives. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.